I'd like to call this meeting to order. Let the record reflect that the time is 8:10 a.m. on Thursday, March 1st, 2007. Let the record reflect that there is a quorum. Present are Representative Sisna, Representative Newman, Co-Chair Fairclough, and myself, Representative Ledoux. At this point, I'd like to remind everybody to turn off their cell phones. The purpose of our meeting today is to take up the following legislation. House Bill Number 56, Hydrogen Energy Research Program. We have a committee substitute for this bill. Would anyone like to make a motion to adopt the committee substitute?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to adopt CS for House Bill 56, CNRA, version 25LS0291/C. Charlie?
Hearing no objection, that committee substitute is adopted for purposes of discussion. Now, this draft committee substitute includes changes made by Representative Crawford. It is our intention to move this bill today. Representative Crawford, will you tell us about the changes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Really, the majority of the changes that we had were just changes in language that didn't change the substance of the bill. There are really only about two substantive changes in all of these amendments that we made, and that's going from the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to the Alaska Energy Authority. We just took a step out because that's where the money was going to, or where this was going to be housed in the first place. But we just took a step out. And then on...
What do you mean, Representative Crawford, you took a step out?
Well, Sally Sadler is here to explain how they would do that. I'm still not clear after I've listened to it so many times.
Well, maybe Ms. Sadler can come up and explain that to us.
Sure.
And please identify yourself for the record.
Madam Chairman, members of the committee, Sally Sadler, the legislative liaison for the Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development. The way the bill was originally drafted called for the position and the work to be done within the department. What we would do, because the Energy Authority and ADA are a sister agency of ours, we would take that money and we would have to pass it through to them via a fiscal note and a reimbursable services agreement. So what this does, by replacing the department with the Energy Authority, removes that one administrative step for us to make sure that we legally follow the intent and the purpose of the law, yet get the money to the people who are best suited to do that work.
Thank you. You may continue.
We also inserted and deleted instead of saying a political subdivision of the state, we did an Alaska Regional Development Organization as one of the board members. That's an ARDER, is the acronym for it. Like they have a Southeast Alaska ARDOR and with several ARDERs around the state.
And where is this in the bill, Mr. Crawford? Representative Crawford?
It's on page 2, line 31. We, instead of saying, a political subdivision of the state, we just said it, an Alaska Regional Development Organization. We made it more specific.
Thank you.
Yeah. And everything else in here is just the difference. I mean, it was originally written by a legal drafter, and then the scientist got his hands on it and said, we needed to modify these terms a little bit to make it more scientifically correct. And that's basically all the changes that we've made.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks. There's a 1 minute thing that we would love to show you, but I don't want to jeopardize this from moving.
Go ahead, show it to us.
Sharon Kendall.
I'm going to put it over there.
Yeah, but then you have to pass it around.
Yeah, just go right ahead. They'll welcome your help.
Toyota, the sponsors of green design. This is Trick. This is Trick's house, his kitchen, bedroom, his bathroom.
That's actually happening in up on this small island in Norway right now. I mean, it's not technology that we're thinking about or dreaming about. It's technology that actually exists, and it could be utilized in Western Alaska and rural Alaska.
Representative Fairclough?
Ask for it. So what was the capital investment on the project?
I don't know that. It's custom made sort of thing, so it's not mass produced yet. So I'm sure it's this has to be a demonstration type project. But as we continue down this road, I'm sure that prices will come down, just like on photovoltaic cells and other types of technology that was very expensive to begin with, has gotten to the point where we have commercial uses for it now.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was thinking about a city like Bethel that's so flat, that has so much wind, and wondering what the capital infrastructure cost would be to versus power cost equalization on an annual basis.
That would be a reason for having the hydrogen partnership.
Representative Cisna.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I was so excited by all of this. I forgot procedure completely. It just went out of my mind like a wind coming through and going into a turbine. Yeah, right. Never mind. Anyway, thank you, Madam Chair. Because I had a fascinating discussion yet again with a person who I had worked with because I was doing their annual reports, and that was Brad Reeve in Kotzebue. And I asked him again if, in fact, their wind system, which supplements their electricity, was really as good as they said it was. Because when I was doing their annual reports, they were still in the planning stages of incorporating wind power with their electricity development. And he said that it is because they were very careful in the planning and got good people, good planning, and made sure those things were incorporated throughout their entire program, they now have, and I think it's about a third of their power is generated by wind, and there are really virtually no big problems at all. It's just simple maintenance, and it saves them a great deal in their community. It never will be the total answer, but technologies such as what the bill sponsor is talking about, obviously it's different, but it's certainly parts of this whole solution are being executed in rural Alaska right now.
Thank you. Did you have a question, Representative Newman?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
Thank you. Representative Crawford, is there any large companies that are interested in putting money into this project? I mean, like this CD was brought by Toyota, I guess. I know Mitsubishi is looking at some power plants and to help Galena. Do you have any large corporations like that interested in funding this?
Through the chair, Representative Newman, that video there was proof that there are large companies that are interested. They're moving ahead throughout the rest of the world on this technology. It's of great interest to energy companies throughout the world.
Is there any interest in coming to Alaska to do this?
That's the purpose of the hydrogen partnership, is to help get us in the mix to attract, to have the ability to use our university and the knowledge that we have about the renewables that energy resources that we have here, the renewable energy resources. We need to make the rest of the world aware of what we have. We can be a big part of the future of energy production for around the world.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
So is there any further committee discussion? Questions? All right. Can I have a motion?
Madam Chair, move from committee CS for House Bill 56, working draft 25-LS0291/C.
With individual
recommendations.
And attached.
I don't see an attached fiscal note. That's why I was asking. And attached fiscal note.
Hearing no objections, this bill will move out of committee.
Thank you very, very much.
And it is 8:22 a.m. Meeting is adjourned.